Each month, the Lutheran Witness magazine brings together leading thinkers and writers to cover a range of vital topics relating to Christian life and faith, culture and theology. So whether your 2018 New Year's resolution is to read more widely, think more broadly, or grow more deeply in your faith, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's flagship magazine can help. Subscribe today at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
Mommy, where are you?
I'm 2,000 years old, and I remember when we used to open up the door and just let the kids be.
Sarah will be part of our trial period.
Response so far was just incredible. A sense of security, peace of mind. The stories we've been hearing, they are truly inspirational.
It's completely safe.
Sure it is, honey.
That's a trailer for Black Mirror, an episode titled Archangel. It featured a subplot about emergency contraception and abortion, and pro-choice forces, after having seen the episode, were none too pleased with what it had to say. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Joining us to talk about emergency contraception, abortion, and this Netflix episode, Holly Scheer, a Lutheran pastor's wife and mother of four children in Cheyenne, Wyoming, author of a recent column for The Federalist titled Black Mirror is Right, Emergency Contraception Can Cause Abortion. Holly, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me back today.
Is the pro-choice crowd accustomed to having its beliefs challenged by pop culture?
They really aren't. So many of the people who make media programs are very pro-choice themselves, and so they are really not used to having their storylines questioned. And I think it is really interesting seeing something come out of Hollywood on Netflix here that really kind of threw them for a loop. It's been interesting watching them kind of get angry about it.
So what did they see on this Netflix TV series that had them so upset?
Are we doing spoilers here?
Sure.
Okay. What they saw unfold on here is a mother had something installed in her daughter that let her follow her daughter's movements. And at first it was just to keep her safe from things when she was little. And as we know with our children, when they get bigger, the things that endanger our children change too, right? And she sees her daughter go out with a boy and have sex with him. And so she goes to a doctor, and then she goes to a pharmacy, and she puts Plan B in her daughter's coffee. Or not her coffee, she puts it in her daughter's breakfast. And so her daughter goes and she gets sick. She causes an abortion in her daughter. It's a really disturbing plot line. I would not suggest you watch this episode with your children or anything like that. It's not really a fun thing to watch. But then people took to Twitter and they kind of got really unbalanced about this because the daughter's upset, the mother's upset, everybody's upset. And the way that Netflix and the Black Mirror handles it is they handle this as an abortion. They handle this as an actual baby who dies. And people on Twitter are enraged that emergency contraception is conflated with the abortion pill, and they don't think it should be. And scientifically, of course, it's the same thing.
It's kind of sad to see the Twitter response from people who obviously have been told, assured and reassured again and again, that emergency contraception cannot lead to an abortion. They really, truly believe it, don't they?
It is very sad. You have people who have obviously been reassured this. They've read it in other news sources. They've read it on blogs, on sites that pretend to be news sources and aren't. And they very much have bought into this belief system that Plan B, that emergency contraception, will absolutely, positively never cause an abortion. What they believe is that it will only prevent a pregnancy from happening. That is the firm line that they buy into here, that it is only going to prevent after sexual intercourse or pregnancy. So it isn't something that's taken before pregnancy as any sort of birth control. This is something that is taken afterwards, usually up to 3 days afterwards, that will prevent pregnancy. And they've bought into that it will absolutely never end a pregnancy. Scientifically, one of the ways it can work is it can prevent an egg from being released. That is one of the ways it can work. The other way it can work, though, is it can block a fertilized egg from implanting. And we as Christians would absolutely say that, hey, a fertilized egg, that's not biological material. That's another life here. That's a baby. And if you are preventing a fertilized egg, a baby, from implanting, we would call that obviously an abortion.
One of the things that seems to kind of maybe be hinted at in the responses that this episode got on Twitter is that there may be an awful lot of young women out there who've been using emergency contraception, thinking that they're avoiding the option of abortion, thinking that they're doing the right thing here. They may, in fact, may not want to cause an abortion, and they think this is the way out. What are your thoughts there?
Oh, I think you're absolutely hitting that straight on the head, and that is really sad. I think you have women who might not necessarily consider themselves either pro-life or pro-choice here. They might ideologically not love the idea of abortion, and so they feel like this is a better option. They might not personally be ready to be a mother, and they have something happen that might lead to a baby, and so they've been sold this bill of goods that here is this option that you can access, you know, after your sexual encounter that will still prevent you from becoming a mother. And so hearing now that they've been making use of this, and wait, this is actually an abortion causing agent you've been taking, is really upsetting for them, because they're finding out that they've been lied to. It's hideous.
Holly Shear is a Lutheran pastor's wife and mother of four children in Cheyenne, Wyoming. She's author of a recent column for The Federalist titled "Black Mirror is Right, Emergency Contraception Can Cause Abortion." You can read it under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Holly, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Dorcas, and we'll have Terry Mattingly react to a National Public Radio story titled "2017 Has Been a Rough Year for Evangelicals." The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January for this brand new year is from a regular guest, Pastor Will Whedon. It's called "Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey: Recover the Joys of Piety." It's not about pietism. That's kind of the twisted twin of piety. It's about true, genuine Christian piety centered in God's Word and His sacraments. Here's what Rebecca Curtis had to say about the book. "Personal piety needs ordering no less than the pantry or the garage. The holy habits Pastor Whedon describes are given life by his own familiarity with the little ways of being a Christian. No question is too simple to escape his anticipation and kind teaching. If family is the school for character, Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey is an invaluable handbook for the family of God." Find out more about Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you tomorrow, and thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Emily finally had to face the truth. Her church choir was a mess.
Katie Schuerman from her new audiobook, House of Living Stones.
Sure, they'd managed to turn out a few decent choral offerings for Sunday worship every now and then, but their confidence and morale were presently hanging lower than pants on a wrapper.
You can purchase and download an audio version of the novel House of Living Stones at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. House of Living Stones by Katie Schuerman.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.